JT, when are you going to be done carving the pumpkin?
Just one more thing. Check it out. It's spooky. It's scary. Ah, it's Dana! If this doesn't scare the trick-or-treaters, I don't know what will.
How about you on the porch in your boxer shorts?
Come on, you guys. We've been living together as a family for 7 years. Can't you stop taking shots at each other?
No.
Bad news. I just talked to Jennifer, who talked to Kim, who talked to Tyler, who talked to Jamie.
Who lived in the house that Jack built? Get to the point.
Garrett canceled his Halloween party.
Oh, man, that's lame.
Oh, I was really looking forward to that party.
Oh, well, honey, that means we'll just have to stay home and do some trick-or-treating of our own.
I've seen your tricks, and yeah, it's a real treat and everything, but I want to go to a party.
Why don't we quit whining and just have a party of our own?
You think?
Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, you know what? We can have it right here.
Sorry, I already promised the house to Lily for her first Halloween party.
What? She's 6 years old. How much room do her and her little rugrat friends need? I say we stick them in the tool shed.
Hey, I don't want to be stuck in the tool shed.
Lily, don't worry. The house is yours for the party.
Yippee! I get the house.
Honey, great news. I won the bid to demolish the Montgomery house.
Oh, that's wonderful. I know how much you love knocking stuff down with that big bulldozer.
Man, it's about time someone knocked down that creepy old place. It gives me the willies.
Wait, a creepy old abandoned house? That sounds like the perfect place to have our Halloween party.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, wait a minute, guys. You can't have a party in that house. What if you break something?
Frank, you're going to demolish it. What are you afraid of? They'll nick the banister?
Right. What the heck? Trash the place!
This place gives me the creeps. Should be on the cover of Better Homes and Graveyards.
What's the matter, pal? You afraid you might run into a ghost?
Yeah, like I'm really afraid of a haunted house. Ooh, I'm really scared.
You two want to be alone?
JT, I wish you would stop picking me up every time you get scared.
Uh-huh, yeah, right. I'll work on it. Come on, let's get started.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this should take a little while.
I haven't seen a place this disgusting since the last time I was in Rich and JT's apartment. What is it? Oh, this mirror is so dirty, it looked like I had a zit. Why doesn't somebody clean this place? Karen, it's an old abandoned house. Who do you expect to clean it? Ghosts? Hey, being dead is no excuse for being messy.
Did you guys hear that?
That's probably just a squirrel in the attic.
Ah!
Yeah, a squirrel in combat boots. Not that I'm scared or anything. You're okay, honey. I mean, come on, have you guys heard about that ghost woman living in the attic?
Yeah, right, Rich. And Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny are playing poker in the basement.
I'm serious. Come on, you guys heard that story about that 19-year-old chick, Abigail Montgomery, who died up there around the turn of the century?
What if that noise was her?
Karen, relax. There's nobody up there. But I can see why Rich might believe in horrible, scary things. After all, he's dating Dana.
Very clever, JT. By the way, Eddie Munster called. He wants his hair back.
Would you guys knock it off? I'd like to start putting up Halloween decorations before Christmas. By the way, where's Sam? She was supposed to help.
Maybe she decided not to come.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, come on, JT. Ever since you worked for her at the garage, you two have been fighting like cats and dogs.
There's an understatement.
Sam and I are getting along fine.
Fine? Ike and Tina get along better than you two.
Ridiculous. Sam and I are doing just great.
You selfish, irresponsible jerk.
Hi, Pookie.
Don't Pookie me. You were supposed to pick me up. Where the hell were you?
I think Pookie's peeved.
I wasn't supposed to pick her up.
I told you my truck wasn't running. How else am I supposed to get here?
That was 3 days ago, Sam. You're a mechanic. I figure you would have fixed it by now.
Well, you know, JT, some people have jobs that actually work for a living, and we don't have time to fix our own things.
Okay, chill, all right? There's a 100-year-old dead chick in this house. It's more fun than you.
Oh, yeah? Well, she probably died waiting for a bonehead like you to pick her up.
Okay, that's it. We're here to set up for a party, so let's just have fun, okay?
Fine.
Fine. See, everything's fine. Cool.
Darling, and I'm so proud of you. You got dressed all by yourself.
Yeah, but I think my tights are on backwards. They're giving me a major wedgie.
Well, that's okay. Just don't pull them when your friends are here. Here, I'll help. There we go.
Hey, everybody, get ready. Make way for Teddy T-Rex. I think I figured out what killed off the dinosaurs. Stairs.
That was funny, Daddy. Do it again.
I don't think so, honey. I'm afraid Daddy broke his tail.
Come here, Freddy.
Yeah, my friends are here. This is gonna be the best Halloween party ever.
I'm gonna get you.
I scared her.
Well, aren't you the cute little son of Satan?
Lily, come here.
Lily. Lily, come on out. Please, honey, come on. I know you're under there.
No, I'm not. I mean, Lily is not here. I'm the tooth fairy.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, if you happen to see Lily, will you tell her that she's missing a really great party downstairs with candy and games and everything?
Lily doesn't care. That party's full of monsters and scary people, and I'm not letting her go down there.
Honey, those aren't monsters. Those are your friends. They're just wearing costumes.
But I thought they were going to be cowboys and superheroes. Jimmy has nails in his head.
Well, Jimmy's just having fun. You know, sometimes doing scary things is fun. Like, remember when we went to the amusement park and you were afraid to go on the roller coaster?
Yeah.
And then you saw how much fun your friends were having?
Yeah.
And so you decided to go and then you had a really great time?
Mommy, can you start over? I'm really confused.
What I'm trying to say is your Halloween party is kind of like that roller coaster was. I promise, if you go downstairs, you're going to have a really great time.
Maybe next year.
Honey, no. Are you still afraid of your friends?
I guess not. But now I'm worried they're going to make fun of me because I was a fraidy cat.
No, they won't. Everybody's afraid sometimes. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
But what if Kenny tries to scare me again?
Don't worry, honey. If Kenny does, I'll nail his pointy little tail to the banister. Come on. Come on. Please, come on. Are you supposed to be?
What, are you kidding? I'm Ricky Ricardo. Hey, watch this. Babaloa. Babaloa. Oh, Lucy, I'm home.
Ricky, I want to be in the show.
Now, Lucy, I explained this to you before. You cannot be in the show. Hey, stop bothering John Wayne.
Hercules, I'm hungry. Go slay me something to eat.
Huh?
Get me some food.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's the first guy I've ever gone out with who's as pretty as me. But he's not quite as bright.
Boy, that's a scary concept.
Come on, Sam, move it. Left, right, left. Don't you know your left from your right? Ow! What was that?
My left.
Come on, move.
bite me.
You know, I could from here.
This is the worst Halloween I have ever had.
Really? Because I'm having a ball.
Hey, I thought you two were coming as Mark Antony and Cleopatra.
We were until someone forgot to reserve the costumes. So instead of being Queen of the Nile, I'm a horse's head. And JT, of course, just came as himself.
Oh, I can see where this is headed, and it ain't gonna be pretty.
Look, the mix-up with the costumes wasn't my fault. It was yours. You didn't drop off the deposit.
You said you would take care of it. You know, if you would just listen to me when I talk to you instead of tuning me out, none of this stuff would happen.
Well, I wouldn't have to tune you out if you stop talking to me like I'm a child.
But I will when you stop acting like one.
One day. Forget it, Frankenstein. She doesn't want to dance with a monster.
Oh, yes, I do. It beats dancing with a horse's ass.
Hey, guys. Can I hang out with you? I kind of had a fight with Sam.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, you want me to beat this same guy up for you?
No, you don't understand. Sam's my date.
Oh. That's cool with me. I'm not here to judge.
He's not too bright. But he's got a butt like a wrecking ball.
Hey, guys. What are you doing?
JT, didn't I explain this to you before? I am trying to love Lucy. Do you mind?
Yeah, JT, why aren't you with Sam?
Because she wanted to dance with some big, ugly guy with a flat head.
I repeat, why aren't you with Sam?
Not now, Barkey. Sam and I just had a fight.
Oh, JT. I'm sorry, man. I didn't realize, you know? You being alone at a party like this. I'll catch you later.
Fine, go. I don't need anybody. I'll get by without you guys. God, I'm a horse's beer and I'm all alone.
Are you okay?
Wow. Where did you come from?
Upstairs.
You did? Hi, I'm JT.
I'm Abby.
Great costume.
Oh, this old thing. I feel like I've been wearing it for 100 years.
Hey, kids, I got some more Halloween cupcakes.
Ooh, here's the best part of the movie. This is where the giant tomato smushes the guy.
I don't like this movie. I want my mommy.
Well, it's kind of scary, but hey, don't worry, I'm here.
Well, you're kind of scary, too. Mommy, Kenny's afraid just like I was.
I know, but what do you think we should do about it?
I'll handle this. You're scared, aren't you, Kenny?
Yeah, uh-huh. I don't like those mean tomatoes. They eat people.
It's okay to be afraid. It can even be fun. Like going on a roller coaster, except movies won't make you barf.
Obviously, she hasn't seen Ernest Goes to Camp.
If she promised to stay, I'll turn off the TV. Deal. Aha.
Well, hey, kids, I guess this is the end of our Halloween movie. What are we going to do now?
I have an idea. Everybody pile on Teddy T-Rex. Yeah!
Well, it can't be much fun for you being in a relationship where you argue all the time.
It's not. I don't get it, because Sam and I, we used to be so great together. Maybe it's all my fault.
Maybe it's nobody's fault. Some relationships just aren't meant to be. I know. I've been through something like this myself.
Really?
Oh, yes, Cornelius and I. Well,
Cornelius? With a name like that, he must have taken a lot of heat at school.
No. Actually, there were three other Corneliuses in his class. Anyhow, we were deeply in love. But then we grew apart. We fought and fought, but neither one of us wanted to admit that the relationship was over. It ended very badly.
Messy breakup, huh?
I'll say. He rode his horse off a cliff, and I drank poison.
You drank poison. Wouldn't that kill you?
Oh, yes, I'm dead as a doornail. I'm sorry I never formally introduced myself. I'm Abigail Montgomery, the ghost who haunts this house. You know, like, boom!
Oh, man. I get it. The hair, the costume, the weird story. You came to the party as the ghost. Now, you have me going.
JT, I have one piece of advice for you. Life's too short to stay in an unhappy relationship. Believe me, I found out the hard way.
JT! Oh, I've been looking all over for you.
I was just here talking to you. Did you just see a girl sitting next to me? Brown hair, old-time dress, smelled a little like mothballs?
No. Are you okay?
I'm not really sure.
Look. I want to apologize. I'm sorry about all the fighting we've been doing lately.
Sam, you don't have to apologize. It's not your fault. It's both of us.
I don't get it. We used to be so good together. What happened?
I guess we just kind of grew apart. Neither one of us wants to admit it.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
It's probably better to end things now while we're still friends.
Maybe so. Are you going to be all right?
Yeah. You?
I guess so.
You know, Sam, I just realized something. We're breaking up, but for the first time in a long time, we're not fighting. So what do you say? You want to have one last dance?
I'd love to.
This is it, huh? We're really breaking up.
I'm so tired of all the fighting, Chad. I just don't know what else to do.
Welcome to my world, Chad. It hurts, doesn't it?
Oh, ow. Oh, God. It's been a week since he broke up with Sam. He's still on the couch.
Well, he did make some progress. At least he got off the floor.
Do you think he's ready?
He better be. Couch is starting to smell.
Hey, JT. How's it going?
Jessica just broke up with Chad.
Well, they kind of had to once they found out they were brother and sister.
Look, JT, bud. We know you're in a lot of pain here, okay? But as the old expression goes, you have just got to get right back on that horse.
Horse? Sam and I were a horse for Halloween. Sam was a horse's head, and I was a horse's...
We know.
Listen, we've got a little surprise for you.
Surprise?
Yeah. There's a new girl from school we want you to meet.
A new girl? No, I'm not ready. I can't do it.
All right, well, too bad, because she's in the kitchen, and I'm going to go get her. No, sit up and close your robe.
No, Karen, I can't do this. I can't.
Try not to talk directly to her.
Hello.
Oh,
my God, it's you!
Have we met?
Of course we have, Abby. It's me. I'm JT.
Abby? Oh, you must be mistaken. My name's Sarah.
JT? Would you cut it out? You're gonna scare her away.
Me scare her? She's a ghost, remember? You drank the poison, and then your boyfriend Cornelius rode his horse off the cliff.
Maybe I should go. I'm sorry, this was a mistake. He's obviously not ready to see people.
Abby! Abby, tell her the truth! You're a 100-year-old ghost! Karen, smell her! She smells like mothballs!